welcome to this yoga podcast with Blue Lotus Yoga and me, Jill Amerson. So in this short little vinyasa sequence, we're going to be working up to the peak pose of Vrikshasana, which is tree pose. And so it's all about standing, balancing on one leg. And the legs represent the roots of the tree buried deep underground, and the trunk of the tree begins at the trunk of the body, growing all the way up through the spine, up through the arms and up to the light. So we're going to be working on enhancing some stability and strengthening the ankles, calves and thighs, and also allowing the muscles around the groin and the heart to become more open. So to begin with, let's take a comfortable seated position. Come into an easy seated pose, Sukhasana or any other seated pose that you're familiar with and is comfortable for your legs. And begin to balance out the weight across your pelvis. So there's equal weight, left and right sitting bone. And as you sit up and close your eyes, just allow the spine to lengthen. Let the shoulder blades and armpits soften. Let the muscles around your face begin to soften and relax. And as you move inwards, just checking in with your posture, noticing if there's a tendency for you to lean forwards, or if you round and rock to the back of your sitting bones. Then with the eyes closed, begin to focus on your breath. The inhale helping you to find some space and length. The exhale helping you to soften. Smooth inhalations through the nose and smooth exhalations through the nose. Just taking a few moments to prepare yourself for practice. And bring your full focus to your body, mind and breath. And as we do this, this will set us a clear intention and focus for our practice, because in our tree balancing pose, we need to stay present, connect fully to the breath in order that we might balance more with more stability on our one foot and allow our roots of our tree to support us completely. Taking one more full cycle of breath here, breathing in and breathing out. And then gently blinking open the eyes and changing the crisscross of the legs. Let's take our left hand down onto the floor, just tongue-tented fingertips, about a foot or so outside the left hip. Soften the left elbow and begin to lean to the left, bringing the right arm alongside right ear, rolling right ribs back towards the sky. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, sweep the torso forward, circling the arms around in front of you and over to the other side. So leaning to the right side, sweeping the left arm alongside left ear, and opening the left side of our trunk. And once again, let's sweep forwards and back to the left, opening the right side body. Keep the sitting bone heavy. Keep the armpits off though, the shoulder moving away from the ear. Sweeping around to the other side. And breathing fully into the left lung, left ribs. Take another in-breath there, come up to center. And exhale, just bowing forward, sliding the hands out in front of you. Lifting the heart and extending it as the armpits soften and the crown of the head extends too. Take another full breath into the lower back, into the pelvis. And exhale completely. Coming back up to sit, and let's come over onto all fours and step back into downward facing dog. Taking a few moments to pedal out through your heels if you like. Make sure that your tiger paws are completely grounded, pads, knuckles, heels of the hands down, and drawing the index fingers and thumbs towards each other to take the weight more to the inner part of the hand and wrist. Then feeling like you're peeling your wrists up away from the floor. And plugging the shoulders in, integrating the shoulders deeply into the back, away from the ears. Drawing the lower belly slightly in and up. And then pressing the heels back and down. And as the heels move back and down, lengthen from the heels of the feet to the balls of the feet, widening out inner heel to outer heel. And spreading the toes. Feel as though you're lifting all 10 toes away from the floor. So the legs are strong, the arms are strong. As you inhale, let's take right leg up to the sky. Knee and toes will point down. Spread the right toes. And exhale, round in, nose and knee. Inhale, extend, three-legged dog. And exhale, rounding in, nose and knee. Inhale, extend. And exhale, stepping the foot through between the hands. Inhale, hug the heels and the right heel and the left toes towards each other and round, draw in through the lower belly, chin to the chest. And exhale, radiate, press your left heel back, your right shin forwards. And as you're bringing your right sit bone down, lift your left thigh bone up. Inhale, hugging in, rounding a little. And exhale and radiate. Once more, inhale. Drawing to the center and exhale and radiate. Inhale, let's take right leg back to the sky and open out through the hip into lamppost dog. So bringing the right heel towards the left sitting bone, taking care not to let your left outer hip roll forwards. Keep it tacking back to the wall behind you. Spread open your right toes. Inhale, and as you exhale, bring your right knee towards your left armpit. Take the right knee, sweep it out to the side, around and up to three-legged dog. And then bringing knee to navel, underneath towards left armpit, out to the right, around and up, extending the leg behind you. And then our last big hip circle, just in that same way, out to the right, around and up. And then stepping your right foot forwards again between your hands. Bring your hands to the inside. Stay on tented fingers if you can. Reach your left hand forwards, and as you inhale, press off your back toes and reach forwards. Exhale, rock back as though you're pressing your left heel towards the floor. Inhale, deep lunge, reaching forwards. Exhale and rocking back. Inhale, reaching forwards. Exhale, rocking back. Bringing your right hand down to the floor now and keep the feet set up just as they are in this deep lunge and walk your finger pads forwards. Press the finger pads and the knuckles back down to the floor like you would for downward dog hands and press the floor away. Let your head soften but keep extending the heart forwards and hugging your right knee and right inner thigh towards your right ribs. Take an in-breath there. As you exhale, let's step back, downward facing dog. Exactly the same on the other side. So let's take left leg to the sky as you inhale. And exhale, rounding in nose and knee. Inhale, spread and open the left toes as you extend the leg back. And exhale, rounding in nose and knee. Inhale, extend and lengthen. Exhale and round it in. Stepping the foot forwards between your hands now. Hug your left heel and your right toes towards each other. Inhale and rounding in. Taking a look back towards your right toes. And then exhale and radiate. Heart forwards. Right heel back, right thigh up. But dropping the left sitting bone down and the left shin forwards. Inhale and rounding in. And exhale and radiate. And just one more like that. Inhale. And exhale, radiate and release the hips. Let's take left leg back to the sky and open it out into lamppost dog. Just dropping left heel towards right sitting bone, spreading open left toes, but taking care not to let that right outer hip drop forwards and in. Keep tucking it out to the wall behind you and back. Take an in-breath there, and as you exhale, bring your left knee towards your right armpit. and then sweep it open out to the left, around and up, extend the leg back. Knee to the navel and then over to the left armpit, to right armpit, sorry, and then out to the left, around and up. And one more circle like that. Nose, knee to the navel and then open to the right and out to the left, back around and up. Let's step the foot forwards between the hands. Bring both hands to the inside of your left foot and reach your left hand forwards so that your thumb is pointing up to the ceiling. Inhale, push off the back toes and rock forwards. Exhale and draw back. Inhale, rock forwards. Exhale and draw back. Inhale, rock forwards. Exhale and draw back. Let's take the left hand down to the inside and walk your hands forwards, bringing your right, your left ribs on the inside of your inner left thigh. Use your hands like downward dog hands, real tiger paws into the floor. Press the finger pads forwards and down to get some weight into the hips and keep hugging that inner left thigh in towards your rib cage. Heart moving forwards, lengthening through the hind skull and the top palate. Take an in-breath and exhale, step it back, downward facing dog. As you next inhale, let's take right leg to the sky. Exhale and step it forwards between the hands. Anchor the back heel down, heel arch alignment. Lead with your left hand to bring yourself all the way up into Virabhadrasana 2. Take a moment to feel into your foundation. Press down through the mound of the right big toe and the center of the right heel. And press into the outer left heel. Stretch, spreading through the toes and extending through your arms as though you're reaching right out to the very back of your heart through all 10 fingers. Inhale there. Then as you exhale, hug the feet towards each other and come into reverse warrior, start sliding left hand down the back, the back leg, and leaning towards the back of your mat. Keep your right sitting bone moving towards your right heel. Take an in-breath there. Keep the space you've created on your right side body and come into pause Vakkanasana. Either right hand to the inside of right foot, but try not to collapse your chest, or you can bring right forearm to right thigh and then sweep the left arm alongside left ear, palm facing down. Hug the feet towards each other. Roll the left ribs and the left shoulder back a little bit more. Take another full breath. And exhale, release the hands to the floor and step back downward facing dog. Inhaling, left leg to the sky. And exhale and step it through between the hands. Anchor the back heel, heel arch alignment. And use your right hand, stretch it forwards. And cartwheel the hand around and up, pulling yourself up into Virabhadrasana 2. Take a moment to settle in. Press down through the mound of the left big toe and the center of the left heel. Check your knee is tracking and rolling open to the middle toe, baby toe area of your foot. And then press down into the outer right heel. Hug the feet towards each other and then radiate out through your fingers even more from the back of your heart. So reaching out, firing up the biceps a little bit and pressing the palms down into an imaginary opposing force, pressing the hands up. So I've got a little isometric contraction there to just fire up the triceps a little bit. Inhale there. And then as you exhale, reverse warrior, sliding right hand down the back leg and leaning to the back of your mat. Breathe into your left lung. And then as you exhale, either left forearm to left thigh or left hand down to the inside of the left foot. Ground through the feet, pull the feet towards each other again, keep the legs super strong. Taking the inner right knee, inner right thigh back a little bit more. Bring your left sitting bone towards your left heel. Roll the right shoulder back a little bit more. And if your hand is on the floor, pressing your inner knee against your tricep and your tricep back against your knee. Inhale there. Exhale, downward facing dog. As you inhale, let's step forwards to the top of the mat. Lengthen when you land. Exhale and bow in, grounding through the feet Inhale and rise all the way up to stand in Tadasana. Bring the hands in front of the heart. Bringing your right heel now onto the top of your left knee. Bend your left knee and sit down into this modified version of Utkatasana chair pose. Send the sitting bones back, compact the hips a little bit, lifting the lower belly and lifting the heart up. Hands stay in front of the heart. Flex the right foot, pressing the big toe mound away and drawing the baby toe edge back towards outer knee. Take one more breath there. Then as you exhale, come back to stand Tadasana, hands in front of the heart. Same onto the other side. So macro bend right knee, bring your left heel onto the top of the right knee. So the ankle's just kind of on the off the leg, so it's not too bony and digging into the top of the right kneecap. And then sitting down and back, sending the sitting bones back and wide, compacting the hips a little bit, lifting in and up through the lower belly, lifting up through the heart, soften the shoulders, take another breath there, and exhaling, come up to stand, hands at the heart, at the front of the mat, Tadasana. Inhale, circle the arms around and up. Exhale and swan dive over the legs. Inhale, come up halfway and step back to downward facing dog as you exhale. Inhale, right leg to the sky. And exhale, bringing the right knee behind right wrist and lowering down into pigeon pose. Taking your hands either side of your front knee and making sure that it feels like you're balanced right onto the center of your left kneecap. Reach back through your second left toe and spread the left baby toe out along the floor. Press down into the right foot. Doesn't really matter if you flex or point, but feel like you're lifting the outer right ankle away from the floor. And that'll give you some support and stability around the knee. Feel as though you're dragging your right shin and your left knee towards each other. Lift the heart, soften the shoulders. Take an in-breath there. And then as you exhale, let's bring left leg and swing it all the way around and cross your left leg over your right with the sole of the left foot down onto the floor, kind of on the right side of your mat. Press the big toe mound of the left foot down and the inner left heel down. Make sure that your left sitting bone is on the floor. Circle your left arm back behind you and use it as a bit of scaffolding to keep you upright. And then begin to twist open to any degree to your left. You can just keep your right hand on your front of your knee into the crook of the right elbow or drop your right elbow to the outside of your left thigh. Soften the eyes, take another breath, and then as you exhale, let's release the twist and send the left leg straight back behind us again and come all the way up into three-legged downward dog, taking right leg to the sky. Inhale there, and as you exhale, step your right foot through between your hands. Walk both hands forward onto tented fingers, and then lift up into a standing L shape. Your left knee, left toes will be pointing down to the floor and the heel reaching to the wall behind you as your heart goes forwards. Inhale there, and as you exhale, take your right hand up to the sky and twist open to the right. Keep tucking the right outer hip back, engaging the left leg in Pavrita Ardha Chandrasana, revolved half moon. Breathe in there. And then as you exhale, bring the hands to the floor, standing split, taking the left leg straight to the sky. Look at your left toes. Inhale there. And then as you exhale, step back into downward facing dog, taking right leg straight back to the sky. Bring your right heel now above your left kneecap. So it's kind of like downward dog and tree legs. And then come up onto the ball of the left foot. And you're going to hop your left foot forwards towards the top of your mat. Keep the right leg where it is in that little tree pattern. Flex the right ankle, bend the left knee a little bit, and come up to that chair pose with your right leg on top of your left, so your right ankle on top of your left knee. Inhale there, and then take your left hand to your left hip, take a little yogi toe lock around your right big toe, and then begin to come up to stand, extending your right leg all the way out ahead of you in Padangasthasana. Take an in-breath there, and then as you exhale, release the hands and stretch the hands up to the sky as you bring your right leg in back into tree position again. So you can either take the sole of the right foot into the inner left thigh, or take it down into the inner calf, or even rest your right toes on the floor and rest your right heel against your left ankle. So any of those positions are all good. Taking the branches of your arms and fingers up to the sky and really energizing the fingertips. Soften the shoulders, clear, steady gaze. Look at something that's not moving. Feel your breath and let there be an easeful, peaceful quality to your breath. You might feel there's a natural swaying action like the wind moving through the trees as your breath flows in and out. But keep rooting down through your left big toe and the center of your left heel. One more breath. And as you exhale, release the right foot to the floor, Tadasana. Inhale, circle the arms around and up. And exhale, swan dive over the legs. Inhale, come up halfway. Exhale, step back, downward facing dog. Inhale, left leg to the sky. And as you exhale, bring your left knee behind your left wrist, coming down into Raja Kapotasana, pigeon pose. So hands either side of the front knee. Whether you're pointing or flexing, actively engage your left foot, lifting the outer heel away from the floor. And then feel as though you're sliding your left shin towards you and dragging your right knee forwards. Spread your right toes and keep reaching your second right toe back. Inhale there, and exhale fully. Inhale, leaning over to the left a little bit, slide your right leg all the way around front, crossing right leg over left, mound of right big toe down, inner right heel down, right sitting bone anchored too. Circle the right arm back behind you, stay on tented fingers so that you don't lean back onto that hand. Use the fingertips to press the earth away and help you to get more space, more length into the trunk of your body. Inhale, and as you exhale, twisting to any degree to your right. Soften the elbows away from each other a little so that your collarbones stay broad and spacious, the front of the heart wide open. Breathe in there. And as you exhale, unwind, take the right leg back behind you and take the left leg to the sky in three-legged dog. Exhale, step your left foot forwards between your hands and walk your fingers forward, stepping up into standing L. So left foot really engaged on the floor, right heel reaching to the wall behind you, heart moving forwards. And then ensuring your right wrist is underneath your right shoulder, begin to take your left hand all the way up to the sky without dropping your right heel down. Keep it lifted. Keep tucking the outer hip back more. Inhale, and as you exhale, bring the hand to the floor. Walk the hands in and look towards your left toes, standing split. Inhale there, and as you exhale, step back. Three-legged dog, taking left leg to the sky. Bring your left ankle in front of your right knee now for that little dog tree pose variation. And then you're going to hop your right foot forwards to the top of your mat. Make sure your knee and your toes are tracking as you bend your right knee. Bring the hands up in front of the heart so you've got that little kind of variation of Utkatasana, of chair pose. And then right hand to right hip, use your middle, left and index finger and thumb to wrap around your left big toe. And then coming all the way up, bringing the leg with you and extending it out in front. Keep the right thigh bone going back as the right shin goes forwards. Good. Take an in-breath in. As you exhale, release the hands. Take the hands to the sky. And then bring your left leg into a tree pose of your choosing. So if you have your sole of your foot against your thigh, press your right thigh back into your left foot and your left foot into your right thigh. Or you can take the foot lower down onto the inner calf or heel against ankle. Breathing there. How steady can you make your breath? How fully can you root down into the earth? How big can you grow your branches? Breathing in and breathing out. Strength, balance, and steadiness all together in the body, the mind, and the breath. And as you exhale, let's release the sole of the foot to the floor. Inhale, and as you exhale, swan dive over the legs. Inhale, come up halfway and step back into downward facing dog. Inhale there, and as you exhale, lower the knees to the floor, coming into child's pose. You can support your forehead with your hands or your arms, or you can keep your hands reaching out in front of you, or you can reach your hands back and rest them onto your heels. Big toes connect, knees wide, and be with your breath, breathing in and breathing out. As you next inhale, slowly roll yourself up and come over onto your back with your knees bent. Have your feet about as wide as your mat. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, let the knees drop down to your left. Inhale, the knees come up, and exhale, drop both knees down to your right. So the legs just moving gently like little windshield wipers from side to side. And next time your knees come down to your left side, you can just stay there and breathe into your right lung, the right side of your belly. You can even put your left heel on top of your right knee if you want to encourage more space down that outer right side of your trunk. If that irritates the knee though, just keep the feet where they are. Let's inhale and come up through center and go over to the right side. You can keep the feet where they are, or you can bring your right foot onto the top of your kind of outer left knee thigh and anchor it down there, helping to create some space into the outer side of the trunk. And then as you exhale, you can release and bring both knees up to center and just drop the knees together to touch for a moment. If the feet are still as wide as the mat, the inner knees just dropping together to touch, allowing the sacrum to spread and broaden, the lower back to release. Walking your feet together and then dropping the knees out to the edges of the mat to Supta Baddha Konasana. So butterfly legs. Let's take the left hand to the heart, the right hand to the belly, and once again connect to the steadiness of your breath, feeling the full thread of the breath moving beneath your palms. Connecting to the ebb and flow of the life force moving through you. Connecting to your inner stability, inner strength, inner focus. And you can use your hands to help the outer knees come, outer thighs rather, come back up to the midline. And then either, once again, walk your feet out to the edges of the mat, keeping the knees bent and allow the inner knees to touch. Or you can stretch out your legs and rest for a few moments in Shavasana. Depending on how much time you've got left for your practice, feel free to stay here for several minutes or at least 8 or 9 breaths. Namaste.